With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
50s. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, low temperatures in the upper 30s. Thursday, partly sunny to cloudy with highs near 60 degrees. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exelon.
Bloom Daddy.
All right, welcome back to the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. I know with the pandemic winding down, a lot of people are looking to get out and do things. And a lot of people don't want to travel because they're still a little nervous about things, or maybe don't want to get that COVID vaccination. They don't want to worry about a COVID passport and flying and everything else. So there's a lot of things you can do right here within the listening area, really within a 2.5 to 3 hour radius of the listening area. One city that offers a lot of opportunity is Columbus. And Lexi Sweet, Public Relations Manager for Experience Columbus, joins me now. Lexi, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so tell the listeners out there, and you're talking to a lot of Ohioans in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, the Ohio Valley, also Wheeling, West Virginians, people from Pittsburgh. So you're hitting a large base right now. Tell them what Columbus has to offer.
Of course. So there are so many great road trips that you can do right in this region with wonderful stops right here in Columbus. Ohio Find It Here, which is Tourism Ohio, has created a lot of great road trips that you can find right on their website, including a brand new one, which is the Professional Golf Trail. And in Columbus, you can look forward to seeing the Memorial Tournament at Muirfield Village, which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with, as well as the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship that takes place in August. And then at any time during the year, the Jack Nicklaus Museum on Ohio State University's campus, some people know, others might not, that Jack Nicklaus is actually from Columbus, still lives here, still a big supporter. So you can learn all about his life and what makes him such a great legacy in the golf community.
And you know what? Today is a great day to be talking about this because this is Ohio Tourism Day. And so not only golf, you know, I wanted to ask you too. As a matter of fact, the other day, Lexi, when I texted you, you were at a Blue Jackets game. So that's another thing. I mean, professional hockey is alive and well in Columbus.
It is alive and well. And actually, the arena district where the Blue Jackets play, that is going to be home to the brand new Crew Stadium here come July. So we will have all of our professional sports teams right in one area in the arena district. So you can see a Crew game, you can see the Columbus Clippers. Blue Jacket season is almost over here, but will be restarting in the fall. So I think there will be a couple points during the year where all of those teams will overlap, and that is just a great place to hang out, you know, enjoy some patio weather when that's nice, and then get your sports fixed.
Talking right now to Lexi Sweet, Public Relations Manager for Experience Columbus. Lexi, a lot of people, when they go to a city, when they travel somewhere, they want to see sciences, they want to see arts. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't COSI reopening soon?
It is. So that reopens in June.
Okay.
They actually have an online virtual festival this weekend, the COSI Science Fest. So if you're looking for something to do at home this weekend to get a little fixed, you can do that. And then you can plan to visit later this summer or in the fall. But they have, you know, the American Museum of Natural History Dinosaur Gallery there. They have all their fun exhibits, space. Travel through time. You can go to the National Geographic Giant Screen there. So plenty to see and do.
Okay, so that hits the science angle. What about the art angle? I know the new art at the Columbus Museum of Art is usually a big attraction.
That is correct. And they have a really fun exhibit coming up in November that is Through Vincent's Eyes, which covers Van Gogh and his forces. They are always free on Sunday, so that's a really good day to go if you just want to take a day trip. But plenty going on all year round. They have a Center for Creativity for kids. So if you're trying to, you know, introduce your kids to the arts, that's a really good way to do it. Lots of hands-on activities, COVID safe, of course.
Right.
They have like a little fort you can play in. So, yeah.
All right, Lexi, for somebody who's never been to Columbus, I mean, if you're going to make a trip, if you're going to go visit the Columbus Museum of Art, or you're going to go to COSI or the Memorial Tournament, Ohio Professional Golf Trail, Columbus Crew, the Blue Jackets, they need to eat. And also when they eat, you know, they're looking at maybe some other things to do. So as far as Experience Columbus, somebody who's never been there, how do you explain it?
So the thing about Columbus that we love is that there truly is something for everyone to do here. So whether you are traveling on your own, you're traveling with girlfriends, or traveling with your family, there is something for you. We have actually declared this at Experience Columbus the summer to live. Mm-hmm. After, you know, the rough year that a lot of people have experienced being at home. So we have put together curated itineraries for all types of personas, whether that's art, fashion, food, music, and outdoor enthusiasts. You'll find something here. We really love our food here. This is home to Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream. So if you love desserts, you can, you know, visit the original Jenny's, but there are plenty of opportunities. We have an ale trail here. We have a coffee trail. We have a lot of great restaurants for kids. So no matter what you're looking for, you can find something delicious and fun.
All right. Explain to me what a coffee trail is. I'm assuming it's a bunch of coffee shops around town that everybody kind of, you know, skips and hops to.
That's correct. So big coffee scene here. They all of our coffee makers, coffee roasters love to work together and, you know, share different things that they're doing with each other. So they actually came together and created this coffee trail, and you can get a digital passport on our website at experiencecolumbus.com. Mm-hmm. And then you take that, and as you patronize each coffee shop, you get a digital stamp just as a, you know, commemoration of having been there. And then you can redeem that at an Experience Columbus Visitor Center. Whether at four stops or at all, I believe there are 16 stops on the trail now, and you can get a free gift for that. So you get a coffee and you get a souvenir.
I can't beat that. I'm talking to Lexi Sweet, Public Relations Manager for Experience Columbus. Today is Ohio Tourism Day. Lexi, where could people find out more about Experience Columbus? Throw out a website, any information you need to right now.
Of course. So experiencecolumbus.com, that's where you can check us out. We also are on Instagram at Experience Columbus. We do a lot of giveaways there. If you're looking for potentially, you know, a staycation package that you might get or some tickets to something, if you're willing to, you know, make that short road trip drive, we do a lot there. And check us out. We have tons of events taking place hybrid, in person, virtually. So whatever you're comfortable doing right now.
All right. You know as good as anybody. Everybody wants to know if they've never been there. Traffic. How easy is the city to get around? What are the best times to avoid any kind of, you know, rush? What advice can you give us?
Of course. So unlike any city, obviously before and after work, those are your big traffic times.
Right.
So once you get downtown, you can pretty much walk anywhere. So I know Columbus Student Aquarium is a little bit outside of downtown, as is Franklin Park Conservatory, but those are still super easy to get to. There's actually a zoo bus that you can take from COTA, which runs from downtown to the zoo if you don't even want to make that drive. But yeah, once you're downtown, you can pretty much walk everywhere. There are tons of trails. If you're comfortable on a scooter, you can grab a scooter or a bike share. So really no worries there.
All right. Lexi, thank you so much for joining me. And, you know, good luck with everything and bringing people in and entertaining them.
Thanks so much. I hope to see everyone this summer.
Columbus really is a beautiful city. I mean, I'm not a concrete kind of guy, but I've always enjoyed my visits to Columbus. Very easy to get around. Like she said, if you're going to go Monday through Friday, you want to avoid from 4 to about 6:30. And in the morning, obviously, from 6 till about 8. But other than that, you can park right downtown. Beautiful, clean area. Walk around. The Blue Jackets Arena's right there. A lot of the stuff with COSI right there. It really is an awesome time. Look, everybody wants to get out and about, and I say this all the time. People think about, you know, talk about going to another country or going to Mexico. Sometimes the best trips are right in your backyard. Right in your backyard. Whether it's Columbus, whether it's Cleveland, Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Wheeling, Pittsburgh. So when you're thinking about a getaway, sometimes a getaway could be 45 minutes away. Sometimes it could be 2 hours away. You don't need to go and spend all this kind of money. Sometimes the best trips are right in your backyard. I wish that I could fly into the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly.
News Radio 1170, WWVA. Here's a look at the Trinity Health System community calendar. Valley Hospice will be holding a golf scramble on Friday, May 14th at the Wheeling Country Club. The cost to play is $400 a team. Lunch and registration will be at 11 a.m. with a shotgun start at noon, and dinner will be served immediately following the scramble. There will also be contests, prizes, and a whole lot of fun. To sign up early or for more information, visit valleyhospice.org. And to have your announcement on the community calendar, email ovcommunitycalendar@iheartmedia.com.
Beautiful flowers for beautiful mothers. This week, Marshall County Co-op Garden Center extended hours. Check Green Tab for details.
Texting while driving is a serious problem on America's roads. Did you know that when you send or receive a text while driving, you take your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds? At 55 miles an hour, that's like driving more than the length of an entire football field, blindfolded. As a result, thousands of people die every year in crashes related to distracted driving. That's why officers are out looking for people who text while driving, and that's why they write tickets, to save lives. So if you text while driving, you will get caught. And that's nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay.
It's all about color, affordability, and individual expression at the Jeweled Bird in Wheeling. From unique jewelry and accessories to fragrant soaps and candles to fun decor and furnishings, exciting new merchandise arrives daily. Getting engaged? The Jeweled Bird has a diamond jewelry specialist who can help you design the ring of her dreams. They can also redesign, repair, or appraise one of your own fine jewelry treasures. Stop by the Jeweled Bird today at 136 Edgewood Street in Wheeling, and be sure to like and follow them on Facebook.
It was meant to be a rehabilitation center for troubled youth.
Anna Wakey has come to represent the tip of an iceberg of discovery into the abuse of children.
But really, it was a breeding ground for abuse.
By the brochures, I thought I was going to a camp. I didn't realize I was going to be locked up.
Thousands of patients passed through its doors, many leaving worse than when they arrived.
Everybody knew and everybody kept their mouth shut.
Listen to Camp Hell, Anna Wakey, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you trying to sell a 2012 or newer car, truck, SUV, or minivan? Have you advertised on all the media and online outlets only to get tire kickers? Or better yet, would-be buyers that set appointments and don't show up, eating up all of your free time? Sell that car and get your money today with Dealin' Dave at A&B Kia. The used car market is booming, and now is the time to turn that extra or unwanted car into cash. And the process is simple. Either stop into A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia. Ask for Dealin' Dave. He'll appraise your car and give you an offer on the spot. Or visit our website at anbautosales.com. Click on the Sell Us Your Car tab. Fill out the highlight boxes. And let Dealin' Dave go to work. Turn that unwanted car into cash with Dealin' Dave at A&B Kia, located directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia.
Miranda Lambert headlines Blame My Roots Fest in just 4 months. Get your tickets now at blamefest.com.
Three white promo hanging baskets for $20 this week at Marshall County Co-op's annual Mother's Day Garden Center event. See you there. This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Always hang up on robocalls.
Doctors Urgent Care serves nearly 20,000 patients each year at their Wheeling, St. Clairsville, and Barnesville locations. Doctors Urgent Care continues to offer accessible, quality medical care to residents in the Ohio Valley. Doctors Urgent Care offers services such as convenient appointments, walk-ins, our Primary Care One plan, and house calls. Contact Doctors Urgent Care now to set up an appointment at any one of our three locations. Log on to our website at doctorsurgentcare.com or call Doctors Urgent Care today at 740-699-0940.
Roads, bridges, broadband. The infrastructure we need to build a strong, growing economy. And every $1 million we spend on it generates nearly $4 million in economic activity. But a major tax increase on businesses to pay for it will only cost the U.S. jobs. There is a way to fund infrastructure in a sustained way without raising taxes on job creators and undermining the recovery. Let's build together. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Gas Grill propane tank fill up $12.99. New tank including propane $39.99. Save $10 this week at Marshall County Co-op.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return and if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Bloom Daddy.
Bloom Daddy, I noticed your celebrity birthdays today. Adele, 33, multiple Grammy Award-winning British singer. She probably has the best voice going. I can't believe she's only 33. Yeah. Seems like she's been around for 20 years.
She's been around for at least 12 because her first album was 21, and that's how old she was.
Now, she lost a lot of weight, didn't she?
Yep.
I have not seen any recent pictures.
Baby bottles are still there, though.
Adele, happy birthday. You're 33. Henry Cavill, you know him as Superman. He's 38. Brian Williams, this guy's the poster child for what is wrong with the media. Former NBC Nightly News anchor, he's 62. This guy lies. He gets caught. He gets fired by NBC. And then, oh, by the way, they hire him at CNBC. And he's back to being an anchor.
Did they ever fire him or did they just put him on leave?
I thought they fired him.
I thought they put him on.
And then they hired him back. But either way, the guy should not be a Nightly News anchor. You lie a number of times, get caught, you should be gone. It's called credibility. But again, this is the problem with the media these days. People can get on there and say whatever the hell they want, do whatever they want. You could be Marv Albert chasing women around a hotel room, biting them like a vampire while they're wearing, you know, ball gags. And, hey, it's okay. Yeah, you can still be the voice of the NBA. Good God. Tina Yothers played Family Ties Jennifer Keaton. She's 48. Kurt Loder, remember that guy? Kurt Loder's 76 from MTV. Dude. He did MTV News.
Yeah.
He looked 76.
Do you think?
30. Oh, my. He looked like death. Kurt Loder did.
He was a writer for Rolling Stone, and then they put him in there.
I thought he was terrible. I mean, MTV, he was there from the beginning with MTV.
Well, and when they first started doing news.
Yeah, and he just so dry. I mean, no emotion, no nothing.
Yeah.
He was just there.
He was in print media because he wasn't a very good.
Oh,
he didn't carry
bad.
Over well.
He was bad. And Brooke Hogan, Hulk Hogan's daughter. Same age as Adele, 33 years of age. If you didn't know, today is Cinco de Mayo. We have made this into our own holiday, like much more than the Mexican people themselves. And it's just another excuse to booze.
Corona beer and eating Mexican food, mixing fruits in a margarita. With meat and salsa and beans. Oh, Mexico. I eat and drink on Cinco de Mayo. Took off my hat, put on a sombrero, just to eat Taco Bell. Drinking tequila with a slice of lime. Then let's hit a piñata, let the candy fly. Order guacamole with chips on the side. Oh, I love Mexico. I'm English and German and our food kind of blows. Oh, Mexico. They invented nachos. Oh,
is that
Mexico.
Racist? They made a reference to Taco Bell in there. My youngest loves Taco Bell. I'm not a big Taco Bell guy anymore since I ate it like every day when I was at Kent State because I live next to one.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried yesterday. They have that new Dorito shell inside of the other shell.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. I tried one the other day.
Pretty good. Entertainment news for you. Mark Wahlberg has gained 20 pounds. We're not talking about muscle. Apparently, he's putting it on for a role. These actors, when they do this stuff, first of all, it's terrible for your body. But did you see Christian Bale? When he played like the druggy brother of, oh, he was a boxer and he was the brother. And he lost so much weight, he looked anorexic. I mean, he looked disgusting. You go back to Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club when he played the character who had AIDS. He lost so much weight for that, he looked disgusting. As a matter of fact, I read something where he said, you know, he still hasn't recovered really fully from that, doing that to his body. Wahlberg has gained 20 pounds, packing it on for a role. Will Smith, have you seen him?
No, but I heard he's beefed up a little bit.
He's beefed up a little bit. He said he spent the entire pandemic and countless days grazing through the pantry. So now he's going to have a new 6-part series from YouTube Originals. It's going to be called Best Shape of My Life, which people are going to be able to follow him as he tries to get into, as the name suggests, the best shape he's ever been in. I mean, Will's always been pretty fit.
Well,
he's got a pouch.
He got into a really great shape when he did the Ali movie.
Mm-hmm. He was tremendous in that, too. On this day, in 1997, Married with Children broadcast its last show after 11 seasons on air. Should we have a moment of silence still for Married with Children? There you go. How about Caitlyn Jenner? This is not the way to kick off a campaign. The former Olympian, reality star, running on the Republican ticket for governor of California. Her campaign material was released Tuesday. In it, as you would expect, she attacks Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. A lot to attack him over for failures during the pandemic and a lot of other stuff. She misspelled her name.
She misspelled her own name?
C-A-I-L-Y-N. Forgot the T.
Was this like in a flyer? What, or was it like in an email? What was it?
I'm pretty sure this is in... It says campaign material, so I'm thinking...
So something she had printed. So it may not have been her. It might have been
the
printer.
But that's a pretty big mistake.
You think?
I mean, you have somebody within your campaign who's supposed to watch stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, send me what you printed. Let me take a look at it.
Well,
wait a minute. Her name's misspelled.
If you're the printer, don't you check your material before you send it out to the customer?
The fail-safe failed.
On all ends.
What do you remember best about snow days when you were back in school? Do you have any good memories?
Well, the one year we were off for almost 2 or 3 weeks because it actually got so cold, and they were saying that they couldn't send us to school because of the cost of the heating, because you would just have to run the heaters.
But I mean, as a kid, do you have any great memories of playing in the snow, sled riding?
Just the normal stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just the normal stuff.
New York City school systems announcing no more snow days. They're done with them. They said, you know what? This whole pandemic has shown that you can learn virtually. Mm-hmm. No reason to have snow days anymore. 39% of schools out there, districts, have changed snow days to remote learning days. Another 32% considering doing it. Some districts, though, purposefully keeping them. I agree with those districts. I do. Because when I think back to snow days as a kid, there's a lot of great memories.
It was a nice break in the action.
Absolutely. Whether it's staying in watching a movie or going out and sled riding and calling your friends right away and saying, hey, what do we want to do? The funny thing about snow days, you'd wake up. I can remember waking up dead tired going, oh, my God, I hope school's canceled today. And then you're sitting there back in the day watching the TV, watching for the announcements or the radio. All of a sudden it comes over and you go from dead tired to wide awake. Like you cannot go back to sleep. Now it's, hey, let's go do something. Let's go run outside. And I also remember at night, there was a street light right outside the window and I'd be watching it to kind of gauge how hard the snow was falling. Because unlike today, I mean, if the temperature is too low, they cancel school.
Right.
The hell with snow. Or if there's flurries out there, a little bit of ice, they cancel school. Back in our day, if you didn't have about 4 to 6 inches of snow, you were going to school. I mean, the bus would come with the chains on the tires.
Yep.
You were heading out. So I would watch that light, and I could gauge by how hard that snow was coming down whether we had a shot of getting canceled the next day or not.
And nobody got dropped off at their house. You actually got dropped off at a street and had to walk to your house.
Yeah, you actually had to walk a little bit, didn't you? All right, coming up, we got top headlines. Also, too, Quentin Brogdon, he's my legal analyst. He's going to join us, taking a look at some of the big stories making legal headlines around the country, including 8 people indicted on charges ranging from involuntary manslaughter to hazing in the alcohol-related death of 20-year-old Stone Fultz, Ohio College student who was found unconscious. That was at off-campus fraternity party at Bowling Green State University. He's going to be taking a look at that. Anything on your mind, you can ring me up. 800-624-1170 or hit me with an email, Bloom Daddy on Facebook, too. 658, Bloom Daddy Radio Network, back right after this.
like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day, no work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar, running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces, every different nation.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.